If you have spent the last year in a funk of negative feelings, well, the people of the world are with you. A new Gallup survey finds the world is more unhappy and more stressed than ever. The survey team interviewed more than 120,000 people across 122 countries and found that 2021 left people feeling more negative than any previous year. Yeah, no, I'm stressed. Let's go through it now with Julie Ray, managing editor for World News at Gallup. Julie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you about the key findings of the survey. Just how stressed out are we as a global society right now?
So we've been seeing negative emotions rise within the last decade specifically. And stress, you know, of course, during the pandemic, we saw in the first year, we saw it jump up 5 points, which was it's a huge change for the world.
Yeah. But when you look at the trajectory, this is not just a pandemic story here.
Right. That's exactly right. Stress levels, worry levels, sadness, all of that has been rising since about 2011. We've seen upticks almost every single year. The unique thing about the data in 2021 that we hadn't seen for a number of years is that with this increase in negative emotions, we saw for the first time in 2021 a decrease in people's positive experiences. We're seeing kind of a double whammy emotionally with people having more negative experiences and less joy.
Yeah. And does your poll explore the why? Why is this the case?
You know, it doesn't. We ask people about their positive and negative experiences. And of course, we ask them a lot of other questions about what's going on in their lives, economically, whether they have enough food and shelter, or whether they have confidence in their institution. So we have all that to kind of give context to their emotional well-being, as we regard it. And of course, you know, you can tell by what's going on in the country. You know, of course, in Afghanistan, we saw just negative experiences go through the roof, but we were also collecting data at the same time that the U.S. was withdrawing and the Taliban was taking control.
Can I ask you a little bit more about Afghanistan? It's ranked as the least positive country for several years in a row. Tell us a little bit more about how Afghans are feeling.
You know, we've seen heightened levels of stress and worry and sadness and all these negative emotions among Afghans for a number of years. But 2021 just basically kind of blew the roof off of all the previous findings. Afghans are more worried, stressed than anybody else has ever been in the history that we've been looking at these data.
Yeah. Finally, Julie, I wonder if this is one of those cases where two things can be true at the same time. On one hand, there are these perceptions, this trend in perceptions of negative feelings that you find in your polls. But if you look at some economic indicators, you know, how much money we're taking in per capita, that's going up. People are going about their lives. How do you put that together? Or is that kind of beyond the scope of a poll like this?
Well, I think that these data provide another insight into people's daily lives that you can't get from looking at how well they're, you know, from GDP. You can't, just like if you're going to a doctor, you know, the doctor can't tell just based off of your temperature, you know, if you're sick.
Give me some good news in this survey. Do you have any?
I do. So we had seen, and of course this makes perfect sense, but in 2020, people were smiling or laughing less the previous day. We saw that started to rebound in 2021.
Well, there's a start. I like it. Julie Ray, managing editor for World News at Gallup. Julie, thanks again.
Thank you.